This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is What's Trending in Texas.
Good morning and welcome to the morning bullpen show. We have some thunder showers that are going to be rolling through here in the next few minutes. We'll talk about that, but that's the first thing that's on our mind this morning. Say hi to Mo. Good morning, Mo.
Morning, G.
Eric with a K also here. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning.
My name is George. Thanks for joining us. Coming up in just a few minutes, it's time for jury duty with the morning bullpen. We'll set the dilemma and let you vote on it. That's just about 10 minutes away. Also, in about 20 minutes, a chance to win $100 with Mo Knows Country. So let's get ready for that. Mo and I were talking in the studio just before you got here, Eric. Your friend in the Dallas area, you finally got a chance to talk to Chelsea, your friend, who lost her house in the storms in Dallas. Last
Saturday.
Week. Yeah, over the weekend,
the
right?
Weekend. And so I finally got to, I've been texting with her, but she's been, so chaotic that I haven't actually got to hear her voice. And so yesterday, we got a phone chat for 2 hours. She sounds, considering everything, she sounds great. It was good to check in with her and her family. They're in a rental house as of today, so that's exciting. They have mattresses.
So I saw the video of the drone footage.
Oh, yes.
And the storms, the tornado, right, hit just their house,
just
pretty
their
much.
House.
Their next door neighbor, a little bit.
Uh-huh.
The neighbor next to them, totally fine.
Correct.
It's weird, isn't it, when you see that?
Wild.
It's just why did it pick out this house? And I'm sure that thought has run through her mind once or twice. Why us? Why
and then
did
just
it
the process as parents of at what point in the middle of the night do you get your kids out of bed? Do you go to the, all that stuff.
Yeah.
It's just wild to go through that process with her. But yes, thank you for checking in.
I'm glad she's doing better.
Thank you.
Again, hopefully this morning is going to be not crazy, but I'm just telling you there are storms coming.
Be aware.
So just be aware. Let's talk about the top three things that are trending this morning here in Texas.
Number three.
Yesterday, Donald Trump became the first former U.S. president convicted of felony crimes.
There's that.
Number two.
So as you're making your weekend plans, take a minute to take that big storm debris that you might have around your house, those tree limbs, branches, stuff like that, take it to the curb. You got to cut it up, and it's going to be taken away. They will not come on your private property. They cannot. Crews are working through every neighborhood, if that's allowed in your neighborhood. But if they missed you, if you missed them, they're going to be back. So take this weekend to get all that stuff out there. Each county obviously has different days and procedures, but like the city of Houston, for example, their solid waste department is planning for 3 passes through every neighborhood in the next 90 days. So just know that that's something maybe top of mind for the weekend.
And the top story trending in Texas.
Usually Fridays, we're just so happy it's Friday. But we got to get through today. All right. Strong to severe thunderstorms capable of damaging winds, large hail, a brief isolated tornado, and heavy rain are how we are starting our day. I'm talking like a rush hour. And that severe thunderstorm watch goes through 11 today for most of Southeast Texas. Then another round possible this afternoon, not as strong as this morning, but then this weekend, Saturday afternoon through evening, more storms. It's just...
It comes through so fast. I mean, you look out right now and it's like, it's fine. Everything's fine. But, you got to be prepared. And right now we're in that season where everything gets crazy in just a few minutes. So stay aware. We'll update you as much as possible. And, of course, on our social media, too. You can follow us at The Bulls Houston on all social media apps. All powered by our good friends at Bayway Jeep in Pasadena. It's the top three in Texas. right, just a little update on the weather this morning. We do have strong storms right now. Hempstead, Hockley, headed your way, Tom Ball, in the next few minutes. Also, Katie under the gun in the next 15 to 20 minutes. Here's the thing. It's a big line of thunder showers, and it's going to be moving through in the next probably 30 to 45 minutes all through the area. So follow along on our social media. We're trying to post the latest updates there. And also, you can find it on our website, The Bull Houston. We partner up with KHOU 11. You can also check out their website for an update on that. But again, some strong thunder showers moving through this morning. Let's get a little good news, though, going at 6:11.
Good morning.
Can I get a name?
Time for some good news.
This is the time of the morning that we love to get Bull Nation together and celebrate a little good news. And I got to thank Mary from Crosby. She sent me this story and said, thought you'd like this, George. It's about the end of the school year. You know, we've been talking about that. And for seniors, it's a stressful time because that's when you find out who gets scholarships and not. And the story is about six high school seniors that were up for a $10,000 scholarship from the education publisher Scholastic, right? There were six of them in competition, and they knew one of them would walk away with $10,000 toward their college education. But they had to submit over a couple of months, and it had to be judged, and there was so much that went into it that last Wednesday night, when it finally came time to name the winner of the $10,000 scholarship, Julie Cyprin was the one who took home the $10,000 from Scholastic. But here's the amazing part. A couple of anonymous benefactors decided that the other five kids were so impressive in their submissions, they got together, donated another $50,000 to the school system, and all of the kids walked away with a $10,000 scholarship.
Whoa. So sweet.
So wherever you are this morning, in the kitchen or in the car, there's good news out there in the world. Can I get an amen for these scholarship winners?
Amen.
That's what it's all about, is celebrating the good news that's going on in your world or in your neighborhood. You can always let us know, like Mary did. Just email me, George@TheBullHouston, and you could be our next amen here on The Bull. All right, a lot of Houston right in the middle of a storm this morning. D-Wayne is on the phone. D-Wayne, what are you seeing?
Man, I'm driving on the edge of the storm right now. 290 in the Beltway. I've already gone from daylight to dark. Back to daylight, and I'm looking at the edge of it. I'm on the leading edge of it right now.
Yeah, it's one of those things where hopefully this thing is going to get through here without a whole lot of trouble. But some severe thunderstorms in the area. As a matter of fact, if you're in the Houston area, kind of inside the loop, they're talking about in the next 10 minutes or so is when it's going to get here. And then it's going to push on through. So Baytown, you'll get a little later. Mont Bellevue over in there. But earlier, Katie, Cypress. Poor Cypress.
Yeah, I know. Seriously.
Can't catch a break.
I mean, it's like every time that I see weather roll through Cypress, I just go, come on, give them a break up there. So anyway, just be aware. That's what they're talking about. They're talking about heavy rains. Did you see the softball-sized hail they got in Midland yesterday?
Softball?
I will show you pictures. I will repost them if we can, but somebody's hand, and they have a softball-sized hailstone
that's
in
terrifying.
Their hand.
Aren't they talking about hail for this storm, or is it the next storm?
The next one, I
okay.
think.
So that's
wind,
over the weekend.
Wind
wait a minute.
Is right now.
Okay, wind
yeah.
right now.
Yeah.
And rain, they're talking about, could have heavy isolated rains in pockets. So, again, turn around. Don't drown. Let's do all of that. Let's remember that. Don't drive. I saw a video that was posted on social just the day before yesterday when we had the storms that came through, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody was like, oh, not going there. And it was the underpass over on Washington that goes under the railroad track.
Oh, yeah.
They're like, mm-mm, not going through there because the water's up.
Yeah.
As they're talking, somebody honks, drives around them, drives right down in the middle of the water and stalls out.
Don't do that.
Goodbye.
Well, it could be goodbye if you don't pay attention out there. So anyway, just be aware, if you're on the road, you can be our eyes and ears, kind of tell us what you're seeing out there. You checked in with your folks Eric?
I have. My wife hasn't texted me back, so either she is battening down the hatches or she's not awake yet. And the storm's not that bad.
Richmond, you checked in on Richmond?
It is raining, yes.
Okay, all right. We're inside the looper, so
it's
we haven't...
It's not raining here quite yet.
I was going to say, we haven't gotten it yet. I just live like 5 minutes from the radio station. So just be aware, stay alert this morning because they have these thunder shower and thunderstorm warnings until about 8 o'clock this morning. We were hoping it would just be thunder showers and thunderstorms moving through the area, but this morning we have breaking weather news for you.
We have a tornado warning issued for a portion of Wharton, Jackson, and Matagorda counties until 7:30 this morning. Right. Warning means it's there, and you need to take cover now.
Yeah, spotted on radar, Jackson, Matagorda, and Wharton counties. Okay, all right, so be aware if you're in that area, take cover. And be aware that there is a tornado warning in effect until 7:30 this morning. It's the Morning Bullpen, George, Mo, Eric with a K, and the weather has taken a nasty turn this morning. We have a tornado warning in effect this morning. Mo, it's Jackson,
Wharton, and Matagorda counties.
Okay, so that's where it is. Radar indicated tornado warning in effect this morning. We just heard from a couple of people. Lady said, I'm driving home to Wharton. Mm-hmm. You know, what can you tell me out there? And right now, honestly, that's all the information we have. This is in effect until when?
7:30 this morning. Keep an eye.
Again, it's the weather. It's just been, it's been the craziest like stretch of 2 or 3 weeks here where it just seems to be wave after wave of this coming through. I don't know if it's, you know, what the meteorologists say, it's set up this way or whatever, but we were hoping that it would just be some, you know, like regular, what you consider summertime thunder showers. But again, we do have that tornado warning. It's in effect until 7:30 this morning. If you're in Jackson, Matagorda, or Wharton counties, they're asking that you take cover there. And again, if you can get to an interior room in your house. We were just talking about this, Mo. Your friend Chelsea, who lives in Dallas.
Yeah, just north of Dallas.
They were in the pantry of their house when they got hit last weekend.
Yeah, their house is now flat. And her telling me the story of just like when they decided to go into the pantry, like when you wake up your kids in the middle of the night and get them out of their cribs and decide that it's time to be safe. And just like that whole process, it's just always better to take caution.
And I tell you what, the video we saw yesterday, Eric, that Mo showed with a, I have no idea how that anybody got out of Chelsea's house.
Oh yeah, it was totally flat. And they, and she videoed exactly where they were hiding, and I don't see how humans could fit in there. I didn't know, you said crib. How old is her youngest?
So her baby is 6 months old.
Oh, yeah. I didn't realize. Oh my goodness. Wow. Yeah. To hop on your kid like that. Yeah.
So we have a severe thunderstorm warning and we have a tornado warning. That's the one to be aware of this morning. Until 7:30, Jackson, Wharton, Matagorda counties, you're under that tornado warning until 7:30. Hear from the Bull. It's the Morning Bullpen. Again, just a reminder that the National Weather Service has canceled the tornado warning that was in effect for Jackson, Wharton, and Matagorda County. So that has been canceled, but we are under a severe thunderstorm warning. So just be aware, it's still nasty as you drive this morning. But we're having a little fun, or trying to have a little fun this morning. We want to do our 10-minute tune. 10-minute tune works like this. Every morning, as you know, on this radio show, Eric with a K takes a suggestion that you call in with, and he turns it into a song. And he does it all in 10 minutes. But it starts with your suggestions.
We have Mandy on the phone in Conroe. Hey, Mandy, what would you like Eric to sing about?
I second the truck driving song. My fiance is a truck driver, and he has to deal with so much.
Yeah, maybe he should sing this song, though, because I'm telling you, Eric has no freaking idea what's going on.
He'll be in Houston area and like about to be able to come home, and they want to send him out to Oklahoma.
Oh wow.
I'm like, he can't get to Oklahoma and back in one day.
No.
And so we'd really like him home on the weekend because we don't see him all week.
Right.
Yeah.
I get them for 2 days, and that's it.
Just for those that may have missed it, we had a call from Ronald who said that he should do a song about truck drivers and hotshot dispatchers. And
yeah,
did I get that right? What is a hotshot, by
Absolutely.
The way?
Absolutely. Okay, those are the guys who are actually working. They're the ones who are doing maybe the local route.
And maybe not necessarily like, they're like a contracted. They're not for one company. Yes. They can go anywhere.
Correct.
Yeah, okay. Do like a little run, small runs.
Just trying to get
those. But then you've got guys who are with a company who are long haulers, mm-hmm. and they just want to be home on the weekends. Sometimes they have family.
Okay. All right, Mandy, thank you. Again, this was a much more prevalent subject than I thought it was. Yes, so Eric's thank you. Great suggestion.
Yeah. Cardinal directions need to be in the lyrics somehow.
Okay. Wow. Okay. I think that would just directly call in somebody out there. Okay. All right, Eric, I think we should get you in a truck. I think Eric should do a ride along with a trucker.
I would love that, George.
Would you really?
I really would. If there are truckers listening that would put me in their truck for a short run, I would love to do that.
I bet we have some folks that would give you a little access to their cab and take you on a short run. Because I think this is like the third week in a row that we've had calls about truckers. So 713-881-5500. Great suggestion. Let's go to Roberto. Roberto, it says here that you just moved to Texas. What would you like Eric to sing about?
Hey, guys. Oh, man. You know what? I've been obsessed with Buc-ee's. I mean, I'm literally there almost all the time. I think you should sing a song about how much I love Buc-ee's.
Well, where did you move here from, Roberto?
From Florida.
Oh.
Okay. Okay. All right.
Okay. Well, no Buc-ee's there.
Yeah.
What you doing at Buc-ee's? Like, what you spending your money on?
Oh, my God. I mean, they have everything there. I mean, like, my parents had told me about it before. And then, like, when I finally moved here a few weeks ago, I finally visited, and I was literally there for, like, 2 hours. And then when I checked the time,
They have Buc-ee's swimsuits right now for summertime. They do. Yeah. So I love it.
No, I mean, they got everything. They got hunting knives. They got beef jerky. They even got, like, folding chairs. Yes. You know, these little toys for my dog, like beavers everywhere.
Beavers everywhere.
Calm down, Roberto.
Welcome to Texas.
Roberto could be in a commercial for those guys. Okay, Buc-ee's, great suggestion. Welcome to Houston, Roberto.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
All right, Eric, what do you think? We got truckers today?
Truckers or Buc-ee's?
Or Buc-ee's. Kind of related in a way, because you see a lot of trucks sometimes stopping at Buc-ee's. But yeah, okay, so what do you think?
I think we should push the truck driver thing down the road a little bit and actually get me in a truck.
I think we should, yeah.
I really get it, get what I did? Yeah. But honestly, it's 713-881-5500. I really want to get in somebody's truck, but that's a whole separate thing.
That's a whole separate thing.
So let's do Buc-ee's, because I know a thing or two about Buc-ee's.
Okay.
Don't we all? All right, Buc-ee's is going to be our 10-minute tune for today. Let's find out what he sings about, all right? It's coming up next here on the Morning Bullpen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We got a severe thunderstorm warning for the area until 8 o'clock this morning. So it looks like some of the storms are starting. I know you're probably finding this hard to believe, but it looks like they're lightening up just a little bit. Some of the intensity is getting less. So keep your fingers crossed that it doesn't get extended, but it does expire at 8 o'clock this morning. Time for our 10-minute tune to find out what Eric has created this morning. We had, was it Roberto?
Roberto just moved here from Florida.
And he called in and said he wanted Eric to sing about his new love.
Hey, guys. You know what? I've been obsessed with Bucky's. I mean, I'm literally there almost all the time. I think he should sing a song about how much I love Bucky's.
Mm-hmm. He's not alone, though. There are a lot of people that are obsessed with Bucky's.
They're wearing the logos all the time. It's free advertising. I mean, it's a great place.
It's good to get in there and just spend, half a day looking around.
You could, though.
You absolutely could. Eric's back in the studio. I know this was also a revelation of yours when years ago you moved here and discovered Bucky's.
I just spent 2 hours in Bucky's, last weekend when I saw Chris Young at...
that's right. Yeah.
Lago Mar. They've got a Bucky's right next door. Best of both worlds.
Oh, this is fresh on your mind then. Yeah, okay.
So I went around and took stock of all the things that Bucky's had, which is convenient because now I'm putting it all in a song in the style of Kenny Chesney, Get Along.
Okay, it's our 10-minute tune about our love for Bucky's.
I was driving down the highway when the gas tank started blinking. I saw a big red sign with some buck-toothed platypus thing. I said, what the heck is Busey's? And I pulled up and I walked in. I almost had a heart attack. I'll tell you what I seen. Barbecue, hunt knives, got some shoes, a piece of pie, new headphones, 4 t-shirts, some jerky, some worms and dirt, salted nuts, Texas flag, got a crawfish boiling bag, a mailbox, colored rocks, a folding chair, underwear, a beaver toy. After this, I forgot to get gas.
So good.
Well done, Eric. Well done. Yeah.
Nice. Thank you.
I think you covered everything there.
Well, no, I didn't. More. Yeah. No, that's like scratching the surface.
What did you think? You can download that, by the way. You can get it as part of our podcast. The easiest way is download the Odyssey app. You search for the Morning Bullpen podcast, and then you like it or follow it. And that way you never, ever miss a 10-minute tune like that one about Bucky's here on the Morning Bullpen. Line of storms coming across Houston seems to be weakening just a bit. The thunderstorm warning, severe thunderstorm warning, set to expire at 8 o'clock this morning. Now, it doesn't mean that you're not going to see nasty storms. As a matter of fact, we just had a League City said they had hail in League City this morning. And now, like the second part of the storm is coming through with the rain. So it doesn't mean it's not going to be a nasty morning, but again, it looks like the thunderstorm warning is going to be allowed to expire at about 8 o'clock this morning. So we'll keep you posted. Thanks for all the pictures you're posting. Also up on our Facebook page of the weather that you're seeing in your area. You can take a look there and see what it looks like around Houston. So Eric with a K.
Yeah.
Understand it was a big night at your house last night.
It was. I got my first presentation by my 8-year-old daughter.
Charlie?
Yep.
What does that mean?
So Charlie wants something.
Okay.
And she wants it so bad, but she knows daddy needs all the facts.
Mm-hmm.
Daddy needs you to be prepared to have all your arguments and all your answers.
Okay, so she made like a PowerPoint, if you will.
Exactly.
What are they calling these days?
Paperwork.
A deck.
Yes,
a deck.
She made a deck. Yes. That's right. Thank you, Mo. Yes. Mm-hmm.
She's gotten real good at Canva.
Okay.
And she and that's no joke. They're teaching Canva in school now, so she's got it on her laptop.
Okay.
And she made a presentation last night with paperwork and everything, and her brother standing alongside her. Her brother's 5 years old. Ford standing alongside, supporting her.
A prop.
Yes, exactly. So let's see how well you know 8-year-old little girls. What do you think that Charlie, my 8-year-old daughter, wants so bad that she would make a presentation about it?
Taylor Swift tickets.
Good one. Taylor Swift is a force of nature in our house now, but that's not
it. That's not it.
I think because she's, you know, moved to Texas a few years ago, she's into the, I think she wants a horse or a pony. I think she wants a pony.
Okay. She has wanted a pony for a long time, but that is not it.
That was not the, not a pony presentation.
Is it a bra?
Mo,
no. What? Move along. We're not even, no.
Really?
Not a bra.
What?
That's a good guess.
Charlie wants, I know, she wants her own, television in her room.
Oh, that's a really good guess.
That is.
It's a little young, but I could see her, if she's making a presentation, I could see that being
She knows that's a hard no from daddy.
Okay. Nope. Not that.
Oh my gosh, is it a cell phone?
Okay, she does want one of those, but she's not to presentation. She knows that we at least 12 years old before she gets a cell phone.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a hard and fast rule.
I have no idea, because you have a couple of dogs. I have no idea.
Yeah. She wants a kitten.
A cat?
She found a kitten that she wants to adopt named Cupcake.
Where is it?
It's at PetSmart.
Oh, no!
She found it. She fell in love. Yes. My wife has shown me the video of her sobbing in the store that she wants Cupcake so bad. And she said, okay, listen, if you want Cupcake so bad, you're going to have to get all the facts and present them to Daddy.
She did a whole presentation on Cupcake the kitten.
It? And I thought, George, and you tell me because you've been through this, you've got older kids.
Yes.
I thought this was a mommy-daddy thing. We stand together
united
and judge the presentation.
United.
That's not the case.
No, my wife stood off to the side, like, tell him the one thing. Tell him this now.
Now, she Ford, wants it too.
Little Ford, my 5-year-old. Now, you use your eyes and look up to daddy like this and bat your eye.
Blink, blink, faster. Oh, wow. Now, so you're getting a cat, huh?
Everyone in my house wants this freaking cat named Cupcake.
So did you give in to the presentation is the question.
I had to be the bad guy.
What?
Really?
After doing a presentation, you said no?
She did a great job, but what we pivoted into was the conversation about when can I get my own pet. And so my decision is you can have a hermit crab.
Is that like the gateway?
We'll see. If you can take care of a hermit crab, then maybe you'll take care of a cat. Cupcake.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
At some point.
I see where you're going.
We are entering the world of hermit crabs.
Wait, so what happens to Cupcake?
I don't care. It's a cat, right? It's a cat.
All right, we're going to get calls about that.
That's smart.
So somehow, Eric pivoted from a kitten to a hermit crab.
Way to stand strong.
That was pretty impressive, my friend.
The new Morning Bullpen with George, Mo, and Eric.
It's time for somebody to challenge Mo for her money, because Mo knows country.
Let's go to Pasadena today. CJ's on the phone, ready to take on Mo for $100. And this is how you get the $100, CJ.
That $100 bill is right out of Mo's purse. It's going to be yours, but you got to win. So we're going to ask you both 5 country-related trivia questions. And whoever gets the most right answers wins. But ties always go to Mo. CJ, why is that?
Because it's Mo's money. Sorry.
It is Mo's money. All right, tell her to get out of here, CJ. We'll get started.
Hey, Mo, do me a favor. A 50, 220s, a 10, a 5, and 5 ones.
Oh.
Sorry, I don't do math. Goodbye.
All right. 5 country-related trivia questions, and they start right now, CJ. Question number 1. Which country duo wanted to, quote, look good in your truck in the song Girl in a Country Song?
Florida Georgia Line?
Question number 2. Morgan Wallen's latest song, he's actually just a duet partner, debuted at number 1 on the charts. What pop star is he doing that song with? Is it A, Ghost Malone, B, Roast Malone, or C, Post Malone?
It's C, but roast Malone does sound delicious.
Question number three. Carl Thomas Dean says that he met his future wife and this now country icon at the Wishy-Washy Laundromat in 1964. It was her first day in Nashville. Can you name Carl's wife?
Dolly Parton?
Question number four. Who, quote, shook it for the squirrels and the critters and the birds in their song?
Luke Bryan.
Question number five. What did Brad Paisley claim he'd check his sweetheart for?
Ticks.
All right, let's get Mo back in and find out what she's up against this morning with CJ.
All right, he did a heck of a job, Mo.
That was CJ.
He got 4 out of 5.
I can do that math.
You can. Let's see if you can get these. All right, Mo. Mm-hmm. Question number one. Which country duo wanted to, quote, look good in your truck, unquote, in the song Girl in a Country Song?
Oh, Girl in a Country Song is Maddie and Tay.
It was Maddie and Tay. That is correct.
Okay, so he said Florida Georgia Line.
That's a decent guess, actually.
Yeah, you're winning 1-0, Mo.
Question number two. Morgan Wallen's latest song, well, he's actually just a duet partner, debuted at number one on the charts. What pop star is he doing the song with? Is it A, Ghost Malone, B, Roast Malone, or C, Post Malone?
It is C, Post Malone.
It is Post Malone.
Yes. That is correct. CJ got it right, so it's 2-1.
High five.
Question number three. Mm-hmm. Carl Thomas Dean says he met his future wife and this now country icon at the Wishy-Washy Laundromat in 1964 on her first day in Nashville. Can you name Carl's wife?
Oh, I know that Carl Dean is married to Dolly.
It is Dolly Parton. They met on her first day in
really
Nashville.
That's really cute. Whoa. At the laundromat. I didn't know that story.
3-2. He got it right.
Question number four. Who, quote, shook it for the squirrels and the critters and the birds in their song?
Are you talking about Country Girl Shake It For Me, Luke Bryan?
That is correct. It is Luke Bryan.
Of course he did.
4-3, most still winning.
Why is the word critters so weird to me? Critters.
Question number five.
All right, let's do this.
What did Brad Paisley claim he'd check his sweetheart for?
Like, I just want to check you for ticks.
That's what I'm talking about. That is correct. She's out of all five, right?
Wow.
CJ, that first one tripped you up, which means Mo kept her money 5-4.
It did.
You know what you got to say to get out of here, CJ?
I'm CJ. I'm passing in. Mo knows country.
She does, and you'll get a chance to play her Monday morning. 8:20 will be the next Mo Knows Country. You could win $100 if you can beat her here on 100.3 The Bull.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.